Zach, I guess just how much did the penalties tonight just take you out of the rhythm of your game?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think, you know, they're up 2-0 and they're two power play goals. Obviously, the challenge there makes it another two-goal game. I understand why we do it in that situation. It's just our kill has to get it done. We can't give up 3 power play goals in a game, especially this time of year, and that's the deciding factor because I thought 5-on-5, you know, it's pretty even.
And still 2-2 in the third period at this point. So the couple games now where maybe your third periods haven't gone as well. Is there a trend that you're noticing there where that's happened of late?
No, I mean, we tie it up. I think we're off to a good start. Obviously, they put some pressure on us, but I think we're handling it fine. Just one kind of floats in through traffic and ends up being the game winner. So I don't really see a trend. I feel like, obviously, it's a really good hockey team, and, you know, it's just tough that we didn't even come away with a point. But we're going to meet on Thursday, so we'll see how that goes.
You know, when you lose a game, especially this late in the year, it's never easy to accept or take. But the way that you guys fought back in this one, you go down 2-0, you fight your way back in, tied. Kind of felt like you stemmed the tide a little bit. Did it? I mean, it feel like the way a playoff game goes until, you know, the end there.
Yeah, 100%. I think you know, we have to have our heads high. We worked hard. We battled. We tied it up. I thought guys were. You know, everyone was working tonight, and it sucks. I mean, you know, you need points this time of year, but you know, all you can ask for is work ethic and compete, and everyone was committed tonight, and yeah, it sucks. It's going to sting for a bit, but like I said, we're going to watch some video and have another crack at them on Thursday.
You guys also get a lot of help. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the floor, but you get a lot of help as well. You're still in the spot. How fired up are you for a rematch in 2 days against the same team?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm excited for just to play these last however many games. They're all going to be playoff games. We're going to focus on Thursday and the rematch, and hopefully get 2 points there. But it's all exciting down the stretch here. We're playing against teams that are all fighting for positioning or playoff spots, and we're going to see what happens, and we're gonna work to the end, and hopefully we get in.
Hey, how much work do you think there is to be done to get back to where you guys were, say, a week, 10 days ago, in terms of it seemed like every part of the game was going well?
Yeah.
Big things?
Well, I think tonight was a step in the right direction. I think, I think we gave them 31 shots. I'd be curious to see how many 5-on-5. I thought our structure was good. Like I said, the PK kind of killed us tonight. Probably created a lot of offense 5-on-5. I thought our power play got us momentum there in the second to get us going. So I definitely think today was a step in the right direction, and it's not going to be perfect. You know, how we were playing, we're going to get back to that. But in these long stretches, when you go however many games with us playing that well, you're going to have, unfortunately, some tough stretches. And, you know, I actually think we played better than maybe our record has showed the last week. So it's just taking the positives and taking what we've done well and building on it and learning from the mistakes we've made. And yeah, we're going to get back there at some point here. And so we're going to keep competing to the end.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.